You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
What is this?
I'm finishing my notes and listening to music.
What the fuck is it?
Soundgarden.
Spoon Man was like the worst song ever.
This ain't Spoon Man.
I know it's not, but that song fucking sucks. Soundgarden is dog shit.
What?
It's the worst.
Hold on.
No. I'm even more disappointed to know it works. Yes, yeah, she keep crying.
I'm gonna break my rusty cage.
Spoon Man. They're like the rock equivalent of Nickelback.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. What did you just say?
They're the rock equivalent of Nickelback. Because they suck.
Rock equivalent of Nickelback. What is Nickelback the equivalent
not
of?
Not rock.
What? Let's just start.
Hello. Welcome back.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. I don't listen to that.
Listen, shout out to 91. I was a flannel dirty wearing son of a bitch.
Yeah, and you listen to a lot better stuff than Spoon Man.
Like what?
I don't know. You listen to Nirvana a lot.
I got headphones and shit. Yeah, well, so did me and everybody and Pearl Jam and
yeah, I like
all
Pearl
them.
Jam.
Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Hashtag No Offense. I'm your host, Chris, and I'm joined by the lovely Duchess, who is hating on my 90s grunge. Note writing amplifying device.
That's not amplifying anything except for my hatred for Soundgarden.
Check us out online at HTNOS, HTNOS.com. I'm saying that up front just in case anybody doesn't actually listen to the end and hear our shit. Because, you know what? Here's the thing. I encounter a lot of people in the world that actually listen to our show. Believe it or not, I do. And that's not a weird flex. It's a preface to what I'm about to say. But then I'll say, did you like that cover I did with Dutch's face on the fucking whatever, whatever? And they're like, what are you talking about? Because if they listen on Apple, they don't see it. And then when I do the post on social media, they don't see it. So they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Follow us on social media at HTNOS everywhere. And you will see the lovely Duchess Photoshops that I do. I put her face on all kinds of shit. I didn't do it on Vin Diesel like I said I was going to.
That's all right.
You know, whatever.
I'm still fast and furious.
Fast and furious.
I said that on purpose.
I know what you did. And I know why you did it.
I'm furry.
You are. Hashtag No Offense Show is sponsored by Hemp Bomb CBD. Hemp Bombs is a local Tampa CBD company that specifically formulates its products to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. The many benefits of Hemp Bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet.
The people at my job love the pain-free stuff.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. I gave some to Ray, and I gave some to Susie, this lady. She actually sells CBD products, except for she goes to a different company.
Is it HempWorks?
I think so, yeah.
That's what all the stay-at-home moms and shit do.
Right, and you have to, like, buy the stuff. And I'm like, oh, no, we get our shit for free.
Yeah, that's a pyramid scheme.
Because we samples, and we rock. So here's some free shit.
Yeah, HempWorks is a pyramid scheme and a half, dude. You got to buy into the thing, and they make
it's
you
like
a quote-unquote partner.
Yeah,
and
right.
Yeah, fuck off, man. You could just get a microphone and talk shit on the internet and hempbombs.com. Code word HTNOS to save 20% on your order. They will provide you samples to give to your people to show that their shit works, and then we'll give you a nice little discount to pass on to your loyal listeners for supporting the show. And it's very cyclical, just like everything we do, just like the Inner Circle. You support me, I support you.
Yep. 100.
And that's what it's about. Code HTNOS at hembombs.com.
Word.
We're also sponsored by onit.com, where Joe Rogan is not as a free boss with the samples, but I did order your gut health.
You did.
It's on its so way. Excited. And I'm all alpha brain the fuck up, but we're getting ahead of ourselves, so let's start from scratch. We're on it as a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization. Though a wide array of products and supplements, on it combines cutting edge science, earth grown nutrients, time tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. Alpha brain, I'm on it.
Mm-hmm.
New mood, I want it.
Yeah. You could use some of that.
I had it in the cart today. I almost clicked it.
You should have just did it.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't. I bought for you today. Today's about you.
Okay.
You know why?
I'll take it.
Here, well, visit onnit.com, onnit.com/htnos and save 10% on your order of whatever you choose to be a better version of yourself. Onnit.com/htnos. It's leap year day.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all about you because this day only comes around every 4 years.
Okay.
So you get it today and then I'm off. For 4 years.
Get what? The day?
The day. Did you enjoy it?
Doesn't make any sense.
Did you enjoy it today?
Yeah, I had a good day.
Yeah. Well, that's by design, baby.
No, I planned today. You what? Do shit.
Erroneous.
Yeah, okay.
Erroneous.
Is that my superpower name?
If you want it to be.
No, we looked at some houses today.
Yeah, that saga continues. But we have good news on that front.
Oh, yeah, we sold.
We sold our house in one day.
Yeah, like
to one person. Mm-hmm. Put our house on the market. One person came to look at it immediately on the first day, and they said, you know what? I like that shit. I'm going to buy it. And I'd like to think that it was because they walked in and saw the microphones on the table, and they saw the sign, and they were like, damn, somebody important lives here. I should buy it.
I think it's because I put a lot of positive energy into the universe.
That could be, too. And I'm buying into that loud and clear. So we are on the same wavelength, madam.
I think that right now I'm in my own type of cube, because first, Little Caesar started delivering, and now Joe Rogan is coming to Tampa.
Speaking of my boss, Joe Rogan is coming to Tampa. Just when you said he doesn't come here.
I know.
We have secured tickets. We will be seeing him. I mean, I'm excited. Not till August.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, my how things have changed, too, because the first time he come through, we got to see him at the fucking improv and be close enough to touch and have pictures and shit. Now we got to go to goddamn Amelie like he's fucking Weezer coming through town or something, man.
He's like Weezer.
He's bigger popular. Than Weezer. He's much bigger
yeah,
than
Weezer. Yeah, Weezer kind of fell off the...
Not to you, just to me.
I like the Black Album.
Weezer ain't been shit since 98.
Okay. I think the last album you liked was Island in the Sun.
Nope, one before that, Pinkerton. Pinkerton for
Life.
You
didn't like the green one?
That's when it started to change. That's when the shift happened.
I have a special memory with the green one because that was when we were...
Dating?
Well, that, and we went to that...
Cottage
at the lake, and that was the CD that it was playing, and then you got really sick.
I don't remember getting sick.
You were like sitting on a kitchen counter, like about to barf.
I do remember that, and you know the only reason I remember that is because we had a picture of it. Yeah, I do. Now that you say that, I do remember that. Sitting there wearing a summer league T-shirt, looking like a fucking nerd, trying to promote my shit, barfing.
So gross. I was mad at you, so I walked down to the lake with somebody.
I'm sure you did.
It wasn't a guy.
You were a hot commodity back then.
Yeah, back then I was.
You were a very hot commodity. You know why? Because I brought you into that group and you were something new. So everyone was like, ooh, shit. It was like Hood Diner. They were like, something new. Damn. Yeah,
and I was cool. I'm still cool. I'm just not a hot commodity anymore.
just to me, and that's all that counts.
That's right.
But you know what? It's leap day, like I said.
Yeah.
And I was scrolling through my socials today, and I saw something, and I don't know how true it is, but you know what? We're headlines and not articles, RIP Joe B in any pod. So let me just bring this up, and I want you to see if – I want your take. I want you to see if it's true or not.
Okay.
And if you'd ever heard about it before. I'm throwing this on the big screen right now. Read that headline.
It has been 20 years since Fabio killed a goose with his face on a roller coaster.
Is that fake news or is that something with the universe because it's leap year day?
Oh, I don't know.
I've never heard of this before whatsoever. And they're like, it's 20 years since the incident. Look at that picture of him.
Oh, my God.
Sitting on a fucking roller coaster with goose blood all over his fucking face, dude.
Oh, poor Fabio. And that bitch next to him is like, are you okay? But laughing.
He was a joke, dude. He was a meme before memes, dude.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Or
did he do Country Crock? He did some kind of margarine.
No, he did I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. Because then he would go, spray.
Oh. Because if he said spread it, it would be a whole thing.
I can't believe it's not butter. Spray. And he'd go, remember that spraying that butter chemical and shit? That butter flavoring on your food?
That's so gross. You're going to get cancer either way.
Yeah, but how long did people ingest that shit before they were like, hey, probably shouldn't eat that butter-flavored chemical that you're tricking your brain into thinking is the actual thing?
People still use it.
I thought that shit was banned.
No.
That shit ain't banned?
No.
It should be.
I know. Margarine should be banned.
Look, it even says, look, it happened pre-YouTube and Twitter era, so that's probably why you don't know.
It wasn't immediately memed.
Look at this parentheses. I realized this was not funny for the goose. R.I.P. Goose. R.I.P. Goose.
Yeah.
Where were we at on time? 10 minutes. That's the title of the episode. R.I.P. Goose. Fucking stupid. Yeah, there was a video, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it doesn't show impact because, like, it was on the what do you call it? I'll play it for you.
Oh, no.
I think that's it. Nope, that's just, oh, that's a big picture.
Oh, man. Hold on. Can you believe what luck? We hit a goose.
Where does it say that? There. Oh. Look how small they made it. Probably because you can't, look, he's all smiling, shaking that fucking hair. He's sitting in a fucking whole roller coaster car full of women, dude.
That bitch is dressed like a Greek goddess.
She is too. Probably she's probably the butter chick. Look, and they're going up. There they go. There they go. Caught on tape.tv.
Why is a goose flying that low anyway?
Are you getting anxiety, like roller coaster anxiety, watching that go up?
No.
I
love roller coasters.
I get that like a motherfucker, that climb. Mm-hmm. Look how long it takes, dude. Like you're just sitting there thinking like, here we fucking go. Look, but then see it cuts to him coming back and he's like, what the fuck? He's got goose blood and shit all over his face. And they're laughing, dude. The girls are all like, hey.
That one's not. He's like, I'm gonna get beat up later.
You could look.
She got blood on her face in the backseat.
Where?
The one to the right, the left of him in the back.
Well, I'm sure it exploded. I'm sure. I'm
They're
sure.
Like, welcome back. It's like, bitch, do you not see the blood all over my face?
I wonder where that was, too. Doesn't even say, like, where it was, I don't think.
We hit a goose. What fun. Welcome back. Please remain seated until the ride has... Oh, my dear God! That's hilarious.
That is hilarious. I'd never heard of that before. I always heard of Randy Johnson, you know, hitting the bird with the what you call, but never have I ever heard of Fabio hitting a goose with his face on a roller coaster. Mm-mm. But this is the 20th anniversary, so fucking
good on you, Fabio.
There it is. I wonder if he's still alive. Is that dude still alive?
Don't ask me. I don't know anything about that. I think everybody's dead and plays basketball.
Well, Fabio for sure doesn't play basketball.
He might on the weekend.
Did you see how thick he was? If he was doing anything, he was playing hockey or fucking rugby or something.
Maybe. Or dudes.
Yes, he was playing dudes, the sport of dudes.
Yeah, he plays the flesh flute. What do you call it?
Flesh flute? That's what I call it now. What the fuck are you talking about, flesh flute?
A dick. What do they call it? A
skin flute.
Ah, there you go. That could be anything. It's called the dick.
He's got a jersey on, too. He's sponsored by Fleshlight.
Yeah, there you go.
Or Grinder.
Oh, maybe.
One of the two.
Him and Adam could be co-conspirators.
I like your choice of words. a little bit of sad news.
What's the matter?
For leap year. And it's close to me a little bit just because of my day job career. But Miller was going to run a promotion to give away a free case of beer on Leap Day.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go get a free 24-pack of Miller Lite today and reimburse. Like you scan it on the app and they reimburse you and you get your money back and blah, blah, blah. And they're giving out cases of beer for Leap Year or whatever.
Yeah.
They pulled the plug on that because there was an active shooter at the brewery yesterday.
I saw that.
Disgruntled employee, I believe it was.
Wow. So, that's what they said. I think 6 people got killed.
That's unfortunate, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, because as much as I bitch about my job, it's really, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that bad. So I wonder how he got pushed to the point of like, disgruntled, I'm going to shoot the place up.
Yeah, you know? That's not cool.
Working in beer has been very, very cool for me, you know? And I mean, that's my perspective. Maybe that dude did something different or got fired.
Was it at the brewery?
It was at the brewery. It was in Milwaukee,
maybe he got fired.
Yeah, I don't know.
You never know, because some people get drunk and then they might get drunk and then go in and get fired and then blame everybody else for their problems because everybody likes to blame everybody else.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't get drunk, but I mean, like, here's a peek behind the curtain. We do drink at work.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to. Y'all just go to the bowling alley and do shots and shit. Fucking hillbillies.
I know, right?
White trash.
Hillbilly. What? White trash? What are you talking about?
Me and Amy are going to have a happy hour on Monday.
During work?
Yeah.
Happy hours at 11?
Yeah, why not?
But our thoughts are with the people at the Miller Brewery. That was one of the cooler times I ever had a getaway when I was younger, and we went up to Milwaukee for the day, me and my buddies, and we did the tour, like the actual brewery tour, you know, like
I
fucking tourists and shit.
I remember, we got pictures of that still.
That was so fun, dude. That was so much fun.
And then you went
fun.
To Marsh Cheese Castle.
Well, that's just a rite of passage to enter into Wisconsin, Melissa. I've been using your government name a lot, and I don't know why. I need to stop.
I like my name. I still got that cheese hatchet you brought me. Mm-hmm. That thing's as old as we are.
Speaking of work, speaking of drinking at work, I was at the bar the other day with my boss and his boss, and we were sitting there and we were having lunch, and I forget how it came up. I think one of them was talking and trying to explain how he missed a show but caught the podcast. You know, like a national, okay. Like a national show or an ESPN show or something. And he was explaining it. He was like, I caught the podcast. And then my boss looks at me and, you know, like he knows what I do. And he looks at my arm and my boss is very old and he's very, he's very crotchety. And he kind of leans back off the bar stool and he folds his arms and like very annoyed goes, what is podcasts?
Oh no.
And we both, me and the other dude, look at each other and I give him one of those like fucking... one of those faces, you know, yeah, one of them, like, oh my God. And he goes, I don't know. What is podcast? And we just start fucking laughing. He was like, that's what it's called, right? Podcast? What is podcast? And it's like, I don't know. What is internet, old man?
Poor old people. Are we ever going to be that
disconnected?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, a little bit. I mean, I feel it a little bit with movies, or not movies, music a yeah. little bit, but I could live with that. Why are you destroying that?
Oh, I don't know. So Lucas has to put in his butt.
That's not the culprit, is it? That's not the butt
toy? No, I threw that away. Why would I keep that?
Memento? I don't know. You're a fucking psycho.
Oh, what?
Serial killer cutting ears off and keeping them for a necklace.
I don't do that anymore.
I lost my train of thought because you're destroying that fucking...
I'm sorry.
Destroying that so no, that was funny. I was tickled by that. What is podcast? We joked on him for the rest of the day. What is podcast?
Yeah, some of the music Logan listens to, like that Muffin song, that's like
he's
the worst.
Got. You know what? I didn't like his taste in music when he was listening to poppy shit, and now he's gotten away from that, and he listens to like stupid internet songs, like mm-hmm. fucking I'm a Sheep and fucking
beep, beep. Yeah, I'm a sheep.
Like beep, beep, stupid I'm a sheep. Shit, like fucking like failed YouTube video mm-hmm. songs and shit. Almost, it's, like it's annoying.
The Muffin one's annoying, but it's also kind of funny because like I'm pregnant.
I don't it's what
like, you're a muffin.
Oh, you know what?
Nope.
I had another funny story from that day with my boss. Mm. So he's in the cooler and he's doing something, and I'm out in front with his boss, and his boss is scrolling through his phone. He goes, oh, look at this. It says they found a new moon orbiting fucking something something. I forget what he said. Mm-hmm. New moon orbiting something. And I kind of just looked up from what I was doing nonchalantly and was like, yeah, if you believe in that sort of thing. And his eyes got all big and shit because he knows what I'm about, you know.
Yeah.
He knows this shit. And we started talking just, you know, a little bit. You know, I started dropping little drops cubes of Saturn cubes all over him and shit. And then we got to talking, and that flat Earth guy died last week. Did you see that? The guy who was building homemade rockets in California,
he
and
to die
he was trying
doing
to prove
that
it.
Dumb shit.
Dude, we've talked about him a couple of times. We talked about him because he's been around doing this shit for years, and finally bit the big one.
Wow!
And guess what?
He blew up in his rocket.
He did. I got.
Wow!
And I've got the video. Would you like
no.
to see it?
Yes. It's like Banana Man in Adventure Time.
Why am I getting, you know what? I'm getting fucking Facebook messages while I'm trying to do a show, and that's about as professional as I don't know what. You know what? Close that shit out. Get the fuck out of here. Where'd my Rocket Man go?
Mm-hmm.
Here he is.
Rocket Man.
Now, I appreciate what he's trying to do, okay? I do. Let's just, I'm going to make a disclaimer. I'm not a flat earther.
Right.
Okay. That being said, I am open to the possibility of just about everything. You know, I'm talking about astral projection and traveling dimensions and fucking aliens and goddamn cubes on Saturn and reptilians running the government and all of that shit. I'm open to it all. Is it true? I don't fucking know. Who am I?
How would anything have an orbit if it was flat?
Well, here's the thing. There is a line of thought that is the
that
laws...
That we're on the back of a turtle?
Well, that's... It gets fringe, but the laws of gravity, like physics, you know, all that shit is, they're not really true.
Yeah.
They're put in place to like basically confine our thought, our way of thinking to, you know, go into the mold that they want us to be
right.
in.
I've been saying that for years.
You've been saying gravity's fake? I did say gravity is fake. That, oh my God, I remember that now. That was long as fuck ago. That was like a way, way, way back episode.
It was a way back.
Why did you say that? Do you remember why you said it?
I don't remember why.
Fuck, now I got to go into the archives.
I know it was when 2 was here.
I got to go into the fucking archives now. Damn, you're ahead of your time. We're supposed to be together.
I've said that before.
Damn. Yeah. But I appreciate what this guy was doing, because rather than just coming out and saying like, the earth is flat and not having anything to back it up, he's like, I'm going to blast myself up into the atmosphere and try to show you. And I mean, whether or not he was doing it the right way or whatever, but mm-hmm. at least he was fucking trying. You know what I mean? He was right. fucking trying. I don't know why he thought a steam-powered rocket was the way to go.
Ooh, steam even?
Yeah. Mm. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe...
Aw, that poor old man. At least he died doing what he loved.
He looks like he's about to bust out some Tom Petty covers.
He looks like he's 20. He looks like the dude from Jurassic Park in like 30 years.
Dr. Alan Grant?
Yeah, him.
I forget his real name.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm looking for the video here. Well, you got it. Yeah, you got to see the video.
Oh, shit. Who records his videos? Can you imagine the people recording it?
So he's getting all queued up. There he goes. You see the parachute pop off early as fuck, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't got the parachute. Goes up. Now watch the horizon. Look at, there he is.
That's him?
Yeah, that's him. What, you think that's Superman?
Whoa.
Boom. That's fucked up, right?
Oh my God. Why is this on the internet?
Because that's what the internet is.
Oh, my God.
I saw Kobe die like the next day. I saw that video.
Saw the helicopter?
Hell yes, I saw that. Well, I saw the video that they made for us to see. I mean, Kobe's alive and well. You know, that's a whole other thing.
So that parachute was supposed to be attached to him?
I believe so. And the parachute obviously came off super duper fucking early.
It shot out the back. God damn.
That's fucked up.
I'd be wearing that shit on my back.
Here's the thing. Died doing what he loved.
That's what I said.
Died doing what he loved, man. He was trying to prove a fucking point. Who knows? Maybe he got high enough and he did it. I don't think he did, because I saw how high he got right there, but... it's... that wasn't intentional for a...
Oh, that poor old motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're not doing too well tonight, huh?
Huh?
You're not doing too well tonight?
I'm doing okay. I'm just reeling from the day. It's been a lot today. You know, I can't help but I have the house on our mind or on my mind, because mm-hmm. we did submit. We said that ours sold, you know, but we didn't say the other side of the coin, that obviously we have to find somewhere to go. And we did submit an offer on a new compound today, mm-hmm. and I'm very excited about that. It's got everything we need. It's got a studio space. It's got a pool shaped like a Tetris piece. It's got every fucking thing. I mean,
big
like
yard.
Our caucasity is going to be at an all-time high. We're going to be in a cul-de-sac if they accept it. I mean, like, it's got mm-hmm. a tire swing. I mean, it's a fantastic place. And that is not a weird flex. That is an actual flex. I'm being very boastful about it, because I am proud of us and I am excited at the potential of living there. But the fucking people are out of town, and we're not going to know until Monday. So,
oh, that's when they're going to be reviewing offers, so we might not even know until Tuesday, which kind of works out a little bit, just because we're seeing that other place on Tuesday.
We're keeping our options open.
Yeah, we're keeping the options open. So the pool at this place is a normal-shaped pool.
Yeah, you know what? But the more I've been thinking about it, I kind of like that it's weird.
I do too, but it's just not like, like I said before, it's not like a kid pool. Like, there's no way to like play in it.
There's ways to play in it.
Not for the children.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They can barely fit a floaty in there.
Why do they need to be floating?
They're kids. They want to play. Logan can't run and jump into a cannonball in that thing.
He can't. He's just got to do it diagonally.
He will still fuck his shit up.
No, listen. If we're going to be completely honest, mm-hmm. the first person that's going to get hurt on that pool is going to be me.
Because you're
going to fall? Because I'm going to be feeling good because there's a little fire pit area off adjacent to the pool. And I'm going to be sitting out there drinking my ass off one night. And it's going to be late as fuck. And I'm going to get a wild idea in my mind that I can jump the gorge, fucking Bart Simpson style. And I'm going to get a running start. And I'm going to try to jump the fucking pool because it optically it looks like I can make it. And I am going to eat shit and fucking hit the other side of the wall. And you're going to be asleep. You're not even going to know. And you're going to walk out in the morning and my fucking dead body is going to be in that pool.
Like that premonition.
Well, you know what? What happened?
I hurt myself.
Why are you destroying that toy?
No, the kids loved it. Like, they didn't want to go home. And then everybody's like, where's Lucas? And he was in the woods. He was like in the little area shaking a tree.
He's in the woods.
Lucasaur, we're like, Lucasaur's Rex.
But what you said that you wanted to talk about this on the podcast yesterday. When you said, I said we wanted to celebrate the house.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I say I wanted to do?
Go butt naked in the pool?
No, we don't have the pool yet. Celebrate selling our house.
Oh, I don't know.
I said, let's celebrate.
Oh, you wanted to fuck.
I wanted to fuck.
And I'm like, I want to go to dinner.
Like, no, we need to celebrate.
That's my celebration.
Well, I'm always looking for an excuse. We need to fuck. And you said, well, why don't we just talk about this on the podcast? Because all you want to do is fuck. And all I want to do is eat.
Well, you know.
I said we combine that shit. You let me eat you.
Oh. Boom. Truth bomb.
Anyway. Got anything from the week that you want to get out?
No. Food truck didn't give anybody the shits this week.
Who'd you have this week?
Flippin' Tasty. It was a Polynesian fusion, so it was like bold.
What are they fusion it with?
American.
American what?
Cuisine.
You are being as cryptic as you fucking can. Descriptive. I asked if you wanted an alpha brain, and you said no.
I'll take
that as you're okay.
It's like bowls of food, and it has like rice and like the little rice noodles, and then it has different kinds of meat that's mixed with like Polynesian sauce, and it comes with like a little...
Like Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce?
No, like good one. Like good Polynesian.
Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce is good.
I've never had it. I like the chick sauce.
Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce is awesome. Mm-mm. I ain't been to Chick-fil-A in like 3 months.
Oh, but I felt bad because we went to go look at that other house that was nice during the week, and then it took me like extra time to get back to work, so then I felt bad because I'm like, because traffic was terrible. But that house was cool, too, except for it didn't have a pool, and I think they were asking a little much for as old as it was.
Which one?
The one on Carter that we broke into.
Oh, the one that we broke into? Yeah. We took time out of our busy day to show up to an open house that was set up by a real estate agent, not our own, but the selling agent, and we got there, and there were locks on the fucking doors, and no one was around, and we said, fuck it, we're here, we're going to see this goddamn house, and we broke in.
Well, the door was open.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it was unlocked.
Well, I mean, I had to struggle with the back fence a little bit to get into the yard, and then we had to struggle with the, what do you call it, door? The
screen door?
Screen door a little bit, and then the other door was wide open. Yeah. And we got to walk around and shit, but we weren't supposed to be in there.
No, I called our realtor, and I'm like, hey, are you coming to meet us here? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, nobody's here. And so he called her, and she was like, I fell off a ladder and hit my head, and nobody from my team can fill in.
Blah, blah, blah. Suck it up. Play like a champion today.
I'm like, right, Karen.
Bitch.
So then I was like, oh, and I was on the phone. I was like, oh, never mind. Door's open. We'll just help ourselves. And he's like, well, be careful because it says it's occupied. I'm like, it is literally empty in here.
Yeah, there were nothing. There was one folding chair in there that bitch probably was sitting into after she fell off the ladder.
The weirdest thing about the house was
the ironing boards.
That and
concealed ironing boards.
No.
Oh. This bitch had a fucking water fountain hooked up in the garage, like a third grade elementary school. Don't put your mouth on the water fountain. Water fountain hooked up on the wall in the garage. And I said, for that reason alone, we should fucking buy it.
Mm-hmm. It was really cool. And it had a loft in the master bedroom.
Yeah, it had, which you said was going to be a sex dungeon, which is just nothing but trying to entice me into buying a fucking bill of goods, because we know goddamn well ain't no sex and no dungeons going to be happening in my fucking house. But it had a corkscrew stairway that my big ass could barely fit through to get up there. And then there was a secret Harry Potter door up there and everything, man. So I like cool magical house. Fucking houses like that. I like non-stereotypical, non-cookie-cutter houses.
That's what I like, and that's why characters. I was really surprised that you like this one so much today, because it's a typical Florida house.
It's not,
fucking
though.
Stucco.
It's not. It's got a Tetris pool. When have you ever seen a pool shaped like a Tetris piece?
I don't want a pool shaped like a Tetris piece. I'd like warming a regular
up to
size
it.
I
didn't, but now I'm really warming up to
it. Because the rest of the house is gangster, and the backyard is huge.
What? Here's
so I want to put.
Hold on. Here's an idea. Lightning bolt.
Okay.
We put another pool.
Don't next think I to it, thought about that.
Next to it, shaped like a different Tetris piece, and we make them bitches fit.
No.
Why not? Embrace it.
Then
when life gives you Tetris, you make a line.
Then we might as well just put a bigger pool in.
No,
period.
Because then we're regular. We're regular schmegular. Do you aspire to be regular schmegular?
I am regular.
I don't. You, but be better.
I am. I'm the best. Lucas tells me all the time, Mom, you're the best.
He lies.
Oh,
so he's a liar.
Okay.
He's a little liar.
Thank you for that.
I told you, it's your day.
I'll just believe that I'm the best then.
Leap day.
Because my 5-year-old told me so.
It's your day. Leap day, baby.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see the other one on Tuesday to see what that one is. Looks like.
Yeah, you might do that on your own, too. I don't know if I could break away, but...
That won't be able to happen, because if I really like it, your mind's still going to be on this other one, and you need to be there with me in case the other one doesn't go through to be able to put in this one.
Listen, what did I tell the realtor the first day I met him?
I was going to say I ruin everything, but I'm in charge of everything.
that is what we in the biz call a Freudian slip.
I'm in charge of everything.
No, I said, deal with her because she's the quarterback. She calls the play and I fucking block.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you like it, what are we doing?
Right.
What are we doing here? Really?
I like
it. I'm telling you, I like this one. And you're like, meh, but it's not for me.
No, I really do like this one. It's just the pool was a different shape.
Yeah. Well, Tetris is a thing. I'm an 80s baby, so it's got me.
Tetris is fine, not for a pool.
Tetris is fine for a pool.
Mm.
He told, listen, I didn't even know this was a thing. I'm going to say this real quick before we hit these floaters. You could put a current in a pool.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
You could outfit a current into the pool and swim against the current like a treadmill.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I did not know that was a thing.
It is.
You all right with them headphones they're playing?
I had an itch on my ear, and now my headphones are all fucked up.
You fucking up.
All right.
Come on, player.
All right, bro.
Come on, player.
Yeah, yeah. Don't start that shit.
Let's go to Florida, player.
No.
Y'all, you fucked up, player.
Oh, God damn it.
Here we go. We going to Florida. Woo!
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These no offense boys about to do welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit, and I thought my family was fucked up.
Each and every week, our Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com, that's OHFISHL, and use code HTNAS to save 25% off your order of beautiful handcrafted t-shirts, hats, and jewelry. Official Clothing.
Live by your own rules.
Plier. Starting out in Pinellas County, where a Florida man repeatedly offers to show IHOP patrons his genitals.
Oh, okay.
Talk about a grand slam. Wait, that's Dennis. Damn. What do they got at IHOP? I haven't been to an IHOP in 20 fucking years.
One-legged waitresses.
One-legged waitresses at the IHOP. You're spreading disinformation again.
That's why it's called IHOP.
You son of a bitch.
You didn't pick up on that?
You son of a bitch.
God, you're so dumb.
Obviously. Deputy said they were called to an IHOP about 3 a.m. on Saturday because guest complains that Alan Ibanez... was approaching their tables and offering to display his genitals while he showed them condoms.
That's
what? Weird. Managers asked Ibanez to leave, but he refused. Mm-hmm. Ibanez, 24, had reportedly been involved with deputies in two other incidents earlier that night. So
and his genitals.
So authorities arrested him on a disorderly conduct charge. He bonded out of jail that same day only to be arrested again around 4 p.m.
Like, here's what the glow in the dark looks like.
In that incident, deputy said he went to a gas station, ate one donut inside the store, and then walked out with the other donut without paying. Records show Ibanez admitted to stealing the snacks to give it to law enforcement officers because, quote, all cops love donuts.
Well, at least he's thinking about them.
That dude had a hell of a 24 hours, man.
I know.
He had two brush-ups with the cops, then he got arrested, then got out, and then got arrested again. God damn.
Well, and he said that he's offering, so who said yes?
To see the genitals?
Yeah.
Well, no, he's offering. I mean, you can offer me whatever you want. I don't mean I'm going to accept.
I would say okay.
You would, too.
Just to see.
Yeah, no, you would, too. Which is, I'm proud of you, because you know what? You can't have an adventure unless you say yes.
That's
you do
right.
That shit for the story every time. Every time. Beat it into you guys.
Yeah.
The next one is a video. We're down in Fort Myers where Florida man denies sucking hospital patients' toes.
Ew.
Did you see this one at all?
I deny it too.
Did you see this one at all?
Nope.
Let me grab it for you.
So I wonder if they caught him.
Well, he's going to tell you his story himself.
Mm-hmm. Sucking on toes.
We don't mind sucking on toes. Who does he look like? He looks like someone to me. He looks familiar to me. Who does he look like?
He looks like when Princess Bubblegum makes the Finn version of the God Girl. What was it?
The God Girl?
Like the, I forget their names.
I didn't think it was Adventure Time.
But it was the eagle one. And then she made like his brother out of Finn and he looks like that.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I forgot
Goliad?
The name. But that is for sure not
no,
what I was thinking of.
No, it's not Goliad. It's Goliath's brother.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking of Adventure Time at all. I thought he looked like an actual person. Here, I'm going to play it for you.
She's afraid and we're in the dark. It's a dark room. It's a dark room with a dark male at the foot of her bed. Don't know what she's like. I can understand. I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not trying to do that with you. For what?
Fired and sent to jail after a patient accused him of sucking her toes.
When the security came and got me, like, I was like, what's going on? And they're like, just come with me.
France Belderin says Monday night, while working as a sitter at Gulf Coast Hospital, a mishap with his phone led to a massive misunderstanding.
Did you see that?
If I offended her in any way, I mean, I apologize.
He says he dropped the phone under the...
A mishap with the phone, and then it's all close up, and it's like...
Right. I was like, what was that? And then I was like, oh my God, no, they didn't.
They recreated the phone drop.
So bad.
Where's my mouse?
The patient's bed, but ended up touching the patient while getting it.
My hand's on the bed. Yes, it's close to her, but I'm reaching to get my phone.
According to his arrest report, the patient at first thought it was a nurse, but then felt wet in between her toes.
Ew.
Gross.
Oh, it happens here. It stopped playing. I don't know why it did that. Why did it stop playing?
Try starting it over.
It's not.
It just felt wet.
Play, bitch.
Where do you get your sources?
This particular one is...
That was a rhetorical question.
News Channel 10.
Mm-hmm.
News Channel 10.
Rhetorical question.
Anyway, I guess we're not going to get the rest of this video. Long story short, he got fired because she pressed charges that he was sucking on them toes.
It's battery.
He claims he dropped his phone, and it was unfortunate that, you know, she thought that he was trying to suck on her toes, but he was just trying to get his phone back. What do you think? You think that's a legit alibi, legit story?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't, because if you think about it, if he dropped his phone on the floor and it's under the bed, why do you need to put your hand on the bed to get the phone when it's a dark room? You just, like, get on the whole floor.
You get on the whole floor?
Get on the whole floor.
Well, see, the reason he had to do that was because he didn't do that.
Oh, I understand completely now.
I don't buy that for not one second, man. Like, come up with something better. That's something like the kids would say. Like, if they got in trouble, they mm-hmm. like it would create some sort of phony ass fucking story that they're like, man,
yeah,
maybe they'll buy it.
Did they test the toes for moisture?
Test them for fucking DNA.
The bitch in the video has socks on.
Well, that was a dramatic recreation, like that fucking phone.
Well, they did it wrong because she had socks on, so he can't suck a toe sock.
Toes? Oh God.
Socky toes.
Socky toes, like Japanese. Like socky toes?
Oh, no.
I'm on a roll.
Roll on out of here.
All right. Well, inconclusive, I think, is the results for whether or not the toes were in the mouth, right?
I think they need to swap for DNA.
Swap for DNA. And we don't mind sucking on toes, just for the record.
Nope.
Winter Park, Florida. A Florida woman is being accused of zipping her boyfriend into a suitcase and then leaving him to die.
What?
This sounds like the plot of a bad straight-to-Netflix movie.
I just don't know how anybody could fit in a suitcase.
Maybe he was that kid from the fucking video last week because he's really not a kid. He's really 30 years old, and now he's got all of Brad Williams' GoFundMe money. So he's like fucking, he's like, whatever, we live in large now. We buying suitcases. We a Disney World
this
girl.
This week it was all about how he is a real kid, and they're taking that money and giving it to like midget awareness.
Midget awareness? Well, that's not a thing. That's totally not a thing,
that's
dude.
What I call it.
You know what?
But
hold on.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
They raised $475,000, and they declined the trip to Disneyland and are giving the money to
midget awareness.
Yes.
That's got to be what it's called.
But who names their kid Quaiden?
Australians.
Is that normal?
Well, they have zero sense. They do. it's common knowledge.
I didn't know they were in Australia.
Yeah, they are. Everything
I thought that
is.
Kid was just tan, but he's bi, whatever.
Oh, word?
Biracial.
Oh, I thought that was the alien in him.
Yeah, I know, right? Like a bad spray tan at first.
So, in true synchronicity fashion, I haven't thought about anything related to a small person, and I don't know, probably since Game of Thrones ended. And we do this story last week. Then I pull up to the gas station on Monday to get gas, and I go walking into the store, and I open the door, and as I open the door, I bump into somebody that I couldn't see.
Oh, no.
And I looked down, and there was a little man.
Oh, man.
And he walked directly into my body, and I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't see you there." And he got so pissed. Holy shit. It was like I told my wife to calm down.
Oh, no.
He was like, "You didn't what?" And I'm like, "I didn't see you. I'm sorry." You know, and I went to hold the door, and he was saying some shit, and I just kept walking because I didn't want to get into whatever was about to fucking happen.
Oh, my gosh. You had to punt that motherfucker and move on.
What if he did like a jump kick? What if he did like a crouching tiger? Like he took one step on the air and then another step up, and he got all the way up to my head and did like a fucking Ken cyclone kick?
There's no way.
Maybe they bend reality different. I don't fucking know. Their center of gravity is smaller.
Kicked in the knee.
Possibly, possibly not. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't stick around to find out. I went into Speedway, I got my drink, and I hauled ass.
Well, maybe he should look out for people.
Well, you know, I mean, far be it for anyone to take control and take responsibility of their own actions.
That's true.
So, Florida woman was arrested on Tuesday after her boyfriend was found dead in a zipped-up suitcase.
Aye, aye.
Sarah Boone, 42, claimed that Jorge Torres Jr.'s death was a result of a hide-and-seek game gone wrong. The fucking excuses tonight.
Wow.
The excuses tonight.
How old was she? 42?
42. Claimed a hide-and-seek game gone wrong. But police decided that... Police decided to arrest her after seeing two troubling videos on her phone showing her taunting Torres as he struggled to get out of the luggage.
Oh,
so wow. She videotaped it even. According to the arrest affidavit written by Detective Chelsea Conley, which was reviewed by the Orlando Sentinel, Boone said that she and her boyfriend spent Sunday evening sharing a bottle of Chardonnay while painting and doing puzzles. The caucasity.
That sounds terrible.
They're sharing a bottle of Chardonnay while painting and doing puzzles. And then what, a hide-and-seek game just broke out in the middle of all the other white activities?
Yeah,
Jesus
right.
Christ, man.
There's no way that you can zip yourself into a suitcase and then not get out.
Well, later in the evening, they started playing hide-and-seek, which at that point they thought it would be funny for Boone to zip Torres into the blue suitcase. Boone initially told police that she left the zipper slightly unzipped so that two of his fingers could fit through and he could free himself. She says that she wandered off to bed, figuring that Torres had gotten out of the suitcase by himself and would follow her later to bed. This is another one, man. Like, think about this. Is like I feel like I'm hearing an excuse and a story from Logan right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like he did something fucked up, and we're like, "What are you thinking about?" And he's like, "Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I left the suitcase open." The next morning, she told police that she woke up to several calls but ignored them, thinking they were from her ex-husband. She finally woke up around 11 a.m. and figured Torres was just downstairs job hunting.
Oh, my gosh.
But when she finally went downstairs, she couldn't find him. She realized he might still be in the suitcase, which turned out to be true. By the time she opened the suitcase, he was unresponsive and not breathing. She didn't call authorities immediately. Instead, she called her ex to come over first. When he got there, he told her to call 911, and when paramedics arrived shortly thereafter, he was pronounced dead.
Wow.
Now, it says the affidavit did note that there were long fingernail scratches on his upper neck and back, he had a busted lip, and that there were bruises on his shoulder, skull, and forehead consistent with blunt force trauma. Didn't say the precise cause of death at this time.
Oh, no.
So, the plot is thickening here.
Yeah. Somebody beat him up and put him in a suitcase.
Boone gave police consent to look through her phone, and they found two videos on it showing Torres struggling to get out of the suitcase. In the first video, Torres is heard yelling Boone's name and trying to get out of the suitcase while she laughs. Quote, "Yeah, that's what you do when you choke me. You should probably shut the fuck up. That's on you. Oh, that's what it feels like when you cheat on me." This is getting very interesting. Wow. The plot is thickening here. Mm-hmm. Quote, "I can't fucking breathe, seriously," Torres said. The second video shows Torres crying out and struggling to get out of the suitcase from a different position. During the second interview with investigators, Boone was confronted with the videos and couldn't even get halfway through watching one of them. She said that she doesn't remember recording them and that admitted that they, quote, looked bad for her.
Duh. Wow, smart lady.
Boone said she couldn't say why she went to bed without freeing him from the bag. She then contradicted her original statement that she wasn't intoxicated and began to blame the consumption of alcohol. She's currently being held without bond in the Orange County Jail. If convicted, she faces the possibility of spending the rest of her life in prison.
You got a picture of this dum-dum?
I can provide it for you, sure. I didn't save it, but I can pull it right up if you give me 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. I always like to see the accused.
Here we go.
Ew. Yeah. She looks like a frumpy Pam.
She looks like somebody that would get cheated on. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely.
But she looks like somebody that would beat your ass and stuff you in a suitcase?
No.
For retribution?
No.
I think she does. Look at, she's making a face right now like, bitch, I wish you would.
Maybe.
I wish you fucking would.
Wow, that's crazy.
Midget awareness. Shout out. Last one I got for you is right here in our backyard. It's in Tampa, where a Tampa pastor says that he will cure the coronavirus, but only in America.
Well, yeah. Why not?
What you mean, but yeah? There's a whole wide world out there.
So?
And we don't know if it's round or flat, but that doesn't matter. There's people on it, okay? There's people out there.
All right.
Conservative preacher who claimed that he has cleansed Florida of the Zika virus...
Give me a break.
Says he now plans to do the same with the coronavirus, but only on the shores of the U.S.
Okay.
Rodney Howard Brown posted a video to his Periscope account. That's still a thing, Periscope? I thought that was TikTok now.
They're all stupid.
I didn't know Periscope was still a thing. Posted a video to his Periscope account on February 24th saying that he cursed the Zika virus in the name of Jesus, and he has the power to get rid of the coronavirus as well, but not throughout the entire world. Quote, "We are doing the same thing with coronavirus," said the pastor. "We do not need it on these shores." And somebody said, "Well, what about the rest of the world? I mean, we can't be responsible for every city." That sounds very inconsistently in line with organized religion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't be responsible for everybody.
Right.
Right? Fuck them. They're not one of us. He preaches at the River, Tampa Bay Church, and says his congregation is supernatural. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I believe it.
He has saved mankind. At a revival event in Washington, D.C. in July 2018, Howard Brown said he saved America by issuing a, quote, restraining order on the Antichrist.
Whoa.
I think I want to start going to this church.
I would see what it's about.
His congregation is supernatural.
Yeah.
Look, it's 20 minutes up the road. We could get there.
Mm-hmm. I go.
He's also infamous for saying things like the 2007 Vegas shooting that killed 58 people was a false flag, which I kind of agree. Chemtrails are real. That's not true. And people that rule the planet are Satanists who make human sacrifices and drink blood. We're going to church tomorrow, babe. We're fucking going to church tomorrow. I want to see what Rodney Howard Brown has to say about the reptilians and the Satanists that are killing these fucking babies that Jeffrey Epstein was bringing to him.
I'm telling you, man. It's
all connected.
I guess.
It's all connected.
I listened to Darkness Radio, and I listened to the Supernatural show, and there was a lady that called the show and wanted to thank Dave and Tim, because sometimes they'll put out, like, mass prayer requests for certain things, and they were saying that when they put out the prayers for Australia, then it just didn't stop raining, like, and to the point where it's flooding. So she called in to thank them for putting out those rain vibes, and then
Adam's gonna be so pissed.
Why?
Adam Simmons is gonna be so mad. The fires are out.
Yeah.
He's gonna be so mad. Look, I want to play a little bit of this video.
Okay.
This was the whole thing is originally a 15-minute video, but this is just like a couple minutes.
Okay.
And we just stood and declared, we cursed that thing in the name of Jesus, and Zika disappeared. We are doing the same thing with the coronavirus. We do not need it on these shores. And obviously, somebody said, well, what about the rest of the world? Look, I can't be responsible for every city or whatever.
You know what's funny is that he doesn't even sound like he's from America. He sounds
because
like
he said can't. I can't.
Yeah, he's like from overseas somewhere.
Look at him.
I can see him pushing that coronavirus out. He's pushing it out.
He just laid hands and prayed over Trump in the Oval Office.
Ooh.
Howard Brown, blah, blah. We got to check this dude out.
Okay.
We got to check this dude out. Not that I'm about organized religion and even in the slightest, but I mean, like, this dude seems woke as fuck. He knows about the fucking human sacrifices is a link. Let's click that and see what comes up. Rodney Howard Brown, the people that rule the planet worship Lucifer and perform dark human sacrifices and drink blood. I fucking told you, man. Mm-hmm. I fucking told you. This is like alternative church. Like, this I think might be okay because this is like alternative church.
Oh, Lucifer was a fallen angel.
And I'll just throw this out just to irritate some people. But if you don't know the facts, then I'll have to tell you the facts. The reason why President Trump will not release the names of those involved in the Kennedy thing, because they would have to pick up George Bush Sr. in his wheelchair right now and stick him in Guantanamo prison.
Damn.
There's like three people that are like haphazardly clapping.
The Bush family is a crime cabal.
Oh, the Bush family is
the Clinton crime family. The whole thing is a scam
on
the American people.
I'm here for it.
So when you talk about your Republican,
look at
and your
the
Democrat,
background. Why does he look like he's on the Death Star?
Gentlemen, they're two heads of the same snake.
Mm-hmm.
And they oppose each other so that everybody thinks they have their man in office. You have nothing in office. That's why we have a majority in the House and the Senate, the Supreme Court, and in the White House, and nothing gets done because they can't do it, because the whole thing is controlled through the Luciferian structure of the globe, money system of the world. And at the highest level, the people that rule the planet worship Lucifer. These people do perform human sacrifices and drink blood.
We are going to church tomorrow.
I don't care what you believe.
Holy
We've got all
shit.
The documentation on this. Who cares what people believe? People don't. That's how people are so dumbed down that they won't even listen to what's actually going on. How many, remember I told you about Bohemian Grove? Who's heard about Bohemian Grove? Wave your hand. Bohemian Grove in the redwoods of Northern California.
He's at church talking about Bohemian Grove.
Founded out of San Francisco. That's why homosexuality is all-time high, because half of them are all involved in it, including the Congress and the Senate, and it goes all the way to pedophilia at the highest levels of government.
Damn.
I am proud to say
to him talk.
I am proud to say that I am now part of the Church of Alex Jones. We are going to Sunday service tomorrow.
Send me to church.
Holy shit, dude! Like, goddamn. Let's just say on the one hand, he does seem like a fucking lunatic.
Oh yeah.
But on the other hand, he's talking all kinds of shit that I'm here for, man.
I know.
And he's at the fucking church right up the road. He is at the River Church.
I listen to him talk.
Hey man. I'll check it out. Hey, what did we just say? You can't have an adventure unless you say yes, right?
That's right.
What do you think about this coronavirus thing, man? Is it getting under control?
I think that it's all hysteria.
You know what? That's another thing that I've been hearing, too, is that it's just completely made up.
I wouldn't say it's made up. I would just say that people make things the way that they want to make you see things.
Buy into the narrative.
Yeah. And
look over here while something's happening over here.
Right, exactly. And I think that everybody... That's okay. I just think it's mass hysteria. They want people to freak the fuck out. Because when we all freak the fuck out, for some reason, we come together.
Check this out, though. I didn't read the article, but I saw the headline. This guy that has predicted the last 9 elections, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's some sort of political fucking savant. He gets them all right. He says that this coronavirus hysteria is probably going to be the reason why Trump doesn't get reelected. Because it's affecting the economy, mm-hmm. and the economy's poor in an election year, and that's going to reflect poorly on the president in office, so he's probably going to lose.
Oh.
I said, damn, man, now I got to keep track of that and see if that actually happened.
I saw that the stocks plummeted.
And yeah, that, by a lot.
And that was
by
something
a lot,
that
lot.
He was always proud of. The stocks have been high, you know, they were the highest
Healthy
that they've
economy.
Been. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that the people, there was a survey and like 40% of America actually think the coronavirus is from Corona beer and they stopped buying it?
Yes.
Did you read that?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking hilarious. We're, you know, talking about work. We're passing that all around like laughing. Ha ha. It's so funny. I saw something too, and I don't know how true this is, but I had saw that I think it was Corona. Yeah, well, it had to be Corona. Offered X amount of dollars to like change the name and call it the Bud Light virus.
No, really?
I saw something about that. Or maybe that was just someone talking shit, making dad jokes and shit.
That could be.
I don't fucking know. I don't know why they call it the coronavirus. I think it is something to do with the, like the one is like H1N1. Yeah. I think this one's like CO something something. Like it's kind of, they just expanded it maybe, I think. Mm-hmm. I have something saved here about the whole, like, it's like a 5-minute video. I'm not going to play it, but it's like, it teaches you like about like a virus and like what it does and how it, you know, how the coronavirus is different and how it spreads.
I
know.
I talked about that.
You did?
About how Chinese people eat bats and shit. And then it mixes with our DNA.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
Then that's how it spreads.
I saw this weird-ass fucking turkey buzzard-looking thing, too, man. It was like a vampire crow or some shit. And then they said they were about to start eating that. I'm like, man, you're about to bring Dracula to life.
Right. Yeah, they're probably going to eat something else and they have some other kind of fucking virus. But I did see that some dog or whatever tested positive for a small amount of coronavirus. So now they have dog masks. Like,
what?
People's dogs are wearing the stupid masks. Up. Swear to Christ.
Have you ever, outside
like
of
a muzzle?
Have you seen in the world anyone wearing them? Like,
no.
Outside of the airport when I went to New Jersey, I haven't seen anybody. Like, I saw a few people here and there in the airport, but that was it.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't seen anybody. And there hasn't been any cases in Florida yet.
I'm sure there will be.
Because that's what the doctor said when I took the boys for their checkup.
Oh, yeah?
They said there hasn't been any known cases. Just make sure you wash your hands and, you know, just like you're protecting yourself from any other kind of virus, flu,
sure.
Cold, whatever. Because that's all it is a hyper flu virus. And, you know, people die from the flu, too.
I mean, weak-ass bitches, you know, like, well, and get the fucking flu.
Get the vaccine.
I ain't got a flu vaccine in 20 fucking years.
I got the flu vaccine. Logan gets it every year.
Not once,
it
not ever.
It puts the virus in your body so you can build some sort of immunity to it. So if you do get it, then it's just not as bad. That's what the flu shot does.
I ain't got one.
But I also feel that parents over-medicate their children so their body doesn't build up any defense to anything.
And go on.
I feel that's why a lot of kids are more sick now. And when they do get something like this, that's more likely for them to pass away because their body can't defend itself.
There might be something to that. There might be something to anti-vaxxers and shit too, though.
Well, I mean, if you're not vaccinating your kids for stuff like polio, and then it ends up coming back.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's the same thing like getting your dog vaccinated for distemper and rabies and parvo. Like, if you don't do it,
they're gonna get it.
You know, I learned today that parvo comes from raccoon poop, and that's why puppies get it.
The more you know.
I know.
How'd you learn that today?
I was watching Dr. Pol.
You're a nerd.
I love that show. Yeah, I wish I would have been a
vet. When did you find time to watch that?
I was watching it while you were getting our coffees.
Oh, because I was going to say, we were gone most of the day, and then when we came home, we just watched the fuck out of Lock and Key on Netflix.
Which is a lot better than I thought it would be.
You know what? We haven't talked about anything that we've been watching lately because we haven't been watching shit. So it feels good to start a new show.
Yeah.
And it was between this. Well, we watched The Witcher. I mean, we did talk about that. We burned through the whole Witcher. But I didn't have high expectations for this Lock and Key. I got to be honest with you. And after two episodes, like, I was hooked. And now we're into, I think, like the fifth episode. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as we're done, like, if you're not too tired, I want to turn it back on.
Okay.
Like, it's really good.
It's a really good show. So, I like the old, it's like an old Victorian house called the Key House.
Yeah, why don't you premise it up?
And
I talked enough. You speak.
So the dad, this family moves into this house that's been in the dad's family for years after the dad gets shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
And in this house, there are magical keys, and each key does something different. So the kids hear whispers, and then they find these keys, and then they see what they do, and then some of the kids take advantage of it. And then there's this well bitch that kind of like, she lived in the well outside. And the little boy kind of becomes friends with her and gains his trust. Huh?
I wouldn't say they became friends.
Well, that's
he
what
just
she
found her.
That's what she says. I'm your friend, Bodhi.
Mm.
You know, so he puts his trust in her because she promised him something, and he gave her this key that when you open a door, it takes you anywhere you want
to
go.
To any door that you've seen. You know, you realize that's why she was in that Starbucks or whatever, yeah, she Googled and did the Google Earth view of that guy's house so she could see the door, and then she fucking dipped out and went to his house.
Yeah, but she's kind of like a vampire because they're like, she can't just take the keys. They have to be given to her.
See, here's the thing where I didn't think I was going to like it. It's very little kiddish.
Like Narnia?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it stinks of like young adult novel, you know, like fucking preteen novel type shit. But then like it gets dark, you know, because like the one that I like the best so far, and I mean, spoiler alert, if you're not watching it, you know, I mean, fucking it's available. Netflix said it's number 9 in the country right now. Somebody's watching it, 8, whatever. The one key, they stick it in the back of their head and then you can go into your own head. So the girl, they go into the girl's head and there's this fucking fear demon running after him and it's her fear. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like that thing was like scary as fuck. And I'm like, okay, so we're out of the young adult shit now. But it blurs back and forth because then she goes back to the real world and gets a butcher knife, goes back into her head to kill her fear. And now she's a bad bitch, which I thought the concept of that was fucking pretty cool.
Right.
I mean, because how much baggage, you know, do we carry around? And like, wouldn't it be nice to get rid of this, you know, little thing that I don't like and this little thing?
But it's also dangerous because if you don't have any fear, then I'm sure you put a lot of other people in jeopardy and harm's way because you don't have any worry about what's going to happen. Just like when she used the music box on that bitch at school. Not everybody's going to know about these fucking keys because she couldn't keep it under wraps.
That's what was pissing me off. That's what was pissing me off, that she's just like starting to talk about them to the kids at school and like pull pranks and shit, you know? Like, that's what I mean. It's like they're walking back and forth between like, this is like a kid thing and then that's like a real thing and then it's a kid thing. Mm-hmm. I'm digging it either way, though. I like it a lot. I like the concept, like I said, about, you know, like walking around in your own head, like in the memories, which, spoiler alert, are fucking cubes, of course. You know, mm-hmm. She pulls out the fucking cubes off the shelf and then she can see her memories, which, I mean, I thought that was a cool concept even back to when we saw Ready Player One. Yeah. You know, like for someone like myself that has a bad memory, like you could go back and just sit and watch parts of your life like a movie. Yeah. I always thought that was cool.
Well, and then the one that she pulled out that had her mom in it, and she felt bad because she had blocked her mom out of that memory.
Yeah. So it like set the record straight, mm-hmm. which is like memories, which I mean, that's like why eyewitness testimony is really infallible in court, where it's not like
it's not 100% accurate.
Yeah. Because I mean, like if you start telling yourself something enough, then it becomes the actual version of that, you know?
Right, or if you question it. You know, if I told you that you were wearing a blue shirt and your shirt's red and I talk enough about it being blue, you're going to think that you're wearing a blue shirt. That's just how our brain works.
That's true. That's true. You're leading the witness.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should have been a lawyer.
You're too nice to have been a lawyer.
I'm too nice to have been anything but what I do.
Wow. Thanks.
No, I mean, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't be a doctor or a vet. I couldn't give bad news to anybody.
You give bad news to me all the time.
What, that I'm not going to fuck you?
This house is a fucking prison!
That's horrible news.
I'm not really good at that stuff.
Fucking?
No, I'm good at that. I'm not good at the bad news stuff.
Not good at bad news. Mm-mm. What else we got?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? I had a couple things saved here. See if anything looks good. Prison officials fear Harvey Weinstein might try to kill himself like Epstein, in quotes.
Yeah, in quotes. I'm sure that bitch will end up dead. Somebody will take care of him.
They are housing him in a private section of Rikers Island with round-the-clock surveillance. Of course they are. On the payroll, right?
Yep.
Wink, wink, round the clock.
Yep. And he'll just happen to have an extra strength bed sheet.
That dude looks so stupid.
Harvey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he had to, like, manipulate people into fucking him.
He's walking into jail with that stupid fucking walker. Look at him.
Oh, he's so gross. Mm-mm-mm. Epstein reminds me of Anthony Bourdain a little bit.
I could kind of see it. I think it's just the salt like and pepper a little bit.
Could be. They have the same facial structure.
I wish that Bourdain didn't kill himself Anthony.
Epstein. Yeah.
Anthony Epstein.
You just never know what's going on in somebody's head. People think or look like they have it all, but they're really struggling on the inside.
No, it's true. I mean, mm-hmm. You never do know. I mean, you know, I mean, I've gone through that, you know, at an early age. And mm-hmm. who would ever think that a 16-year-old kid has something to kill himself over, you know?
Well, there were stories about kids younger than that hanging themselves
Well, this was back in the 90s. This wasn't in the age of social media sensationalism.
I know, but it's still sad. It's still sad no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, there was a story about the 8-year-old kid that and him and his 4-year-old brother or sister hung themselves in the basement.
What?
Playing video games. They were playing video games. So, like, they talked, the older one apparently talked the younger one into doing that.
Shut the fuck up.
But then it came out that the mom killed him. And I'm just like, that's fucking.
That is, yeah, that's fucked up. That is
I couldn't. Up. That's why when we talk to the kids, communication is so important. You know, like today I was kind of getting. I wasn't getting mad, but like Logan had told me that something was hurting him that was on his backside. And I'm like, well, let me see. And then he would not show me like his butt where it hurt. And I'm like, it's okay. I said, I want to see because I need to see what's hurting you. And he's like, it's nothing. And I'm like, if it was nothing, then you wouldn't have said anything about it. But he was so embarrassed because he's 10. But I'm still his mom, and if something's bothering him, I want him to be able to communicate to me or open. Because then he told me, he's like, I wish I didn't tell you about it. I'm like, well, I never want you to feel that way. But at the same time, I need you to be able to trust me enough to help you, you know? But he was just so embarrassed about it, and I felt bad. You know, but when I took him for his checkup the other day, the doctor dropped a puberty bomb on me that he's going to start.
What does that mean?
He's going to probably start puberty next year. And I'm not ready for that.
I could tell. The look in your face and the tone in your voice. I mean, like, we've been dancing around certain topics the last couple weeks. And when the conversation goes this way, I don't know how we got here, but I don't like it that we are here because I know that I'm going to lose you. And I'm looking in your face right now. And yeah,
I'll be all right.
No, you're not going to be fine. All right.
I'll just sip my coffee.
and then what?
I'm good. And Lucas starts kindergarten.
Yeah, exactly. You've come so far from sucking dick for healthcare to crying over kindergarten and shit. Like, it's only been a year.
I know.
It's only been a year.
Well.
Well, you know, we can go ahead and get done with this and wrap it up for this week if you would like.
Sure.
Real quick before we do, I want to let everybody know that we filled in for our friends Adam and Bobby on the Simmons and Moore show this week on their feed. They couldn't record and we were called into action.
Yeah.
And I think we did a pretty good job.
I love when Adam's like, what's keys that call upon me?
Well, he was freaking the fuck out. Like, real quick, I mean, this is a quick story. We took the kids to see Sonic the Hedgehog last week.
Right.
Which we talked about on their show, but not this show.
It was all right.
It was all
right. For what it was.
A lot of interdimensional travels and shit, and I dug it. But overall, movie was just okay. But while we were in the movie, Adam was blowing me the fuck up, dude. Like, I had like 3 texts, a missed call, and then he had a group text with me trying to get a hold of us and shit because he knew he couldn't record. So then we get out of the theater, and he's like, yo, I need you to pay back that favor. You know, we did for y'all last year and did your show. Can you, you know, Bobby can't record tonight. He's got the coronavirus, so can you, you know, step up and hook me up? And you, without even thinking, you're like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm like nervous as fuck. I'm like, I ain't trying to do Sam PC. Are you fucking kidding me? What do I know about this shit?
Just a bunch of nonsense. That's what we do.
Well, it was fun. And I feel like the fact that he gave us the topics took a lot of the pressure off. Sure. And then we just were able to do our thing. Yeah. So if you feel like you need to hear more of us for whatever reason, you should already, if you've listened to us, you should already be subscribed to Simmons and Moore any fucking way. But if by chance you're not, definitely check out last week's episode. Now all the episodes of Simmons and Moore, but especially episode 203, because it was the Wutzke and Wutzke podcast. Mm-hmm. We were WA PC, and we took that shit over. He titled it something stupid you said. I mean,
validilities,
and I believe that was within the first 5 fucking minutes. So I mean, that set the tone for the whole goddamn show. I am now motherfucker doom. Like, that is my moniker now.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a good time. So yep. I just want to direct people to check that out. That being said.
Are we going to still do that? I guess it's better than player.
Oh. Yeah.
What? Did you forget about that one?
I did.
Oh.
See, that's the worst fucking thing, dude, is because whenever we get done with a show, I'm always like, fuck. But before we started that show, I was so nervous, and I'm like, to take the edge off, I'm going to say player the whole episode. And I'd been doing it to you, like, for the previous couple of days.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Like, every text message, every conversation, I'm like, all right, player. Hey, player, what time we going to the open house, player? You know, like, it was like, I couldn't even stop it at that point.
So
and
bad.
Beforehand, I'm like, I'm going to do it the entire episode. And then I didn't even do it once.
Yep, I was so happy. So bad.
That being said, this has been another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show, Plier.
No.
If you're a new listener, thanks for stopping by. Your face. Please come back and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, etc., etc., etc. We are also members of the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Look for us on Inner Circle Podcast Network. That's not right. InnerCirclePN.com. InnerCirclePN on all the socials. And we are joined by our friend Simmons and Moore, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Hood Diner, The Plunge, and Failing Hollywood, as well as Inner Circle Original Programming, Slimmer Circle. Season 2 is being recorded as we speak. The Almies are coming back.
Awesome.
Inner Circle Sports will be starting again. I don't know what the plan is there, but it's coming back next week. The Award Show has just recently been recorded.
Mm-hmm.
They did a couple quick back-to-backs on that. Mikey spearheading that, as well as Mikey spearheading the Winner Circle, our new game show, which was a lot of fun that we were able to have the pleasure of losing episode 1.
Yeah, it was still fun.
It was still fun, and The Untrained Eye is going to be defending their title next weekend. I believe episode 2 is coming out
against who? Riley and Hunter.
I believe it's rumored to be the Riley and the Hunt.
Nice.
The hyphens are gonna take
hyphen
on the Untrained Eye. So if you would like to not miss any of that wonderful content, subscribe to Inner Circle Presents on your favorite podcast platform. You can reach us on all social media outlets at HTNOS, on the web at HTNOS.com, email us at HTNOS@yahoo.com, or give us a call on the hashtag hotline and leave us a voicemail at 813-773-5706. This young lady over here is the Duchess Wutzke on Twitter.
And you're the real Wutzke everywhere.
And together we are the motherfucking hashtag no offense show, Player.
Kill me.
Peace the fuck out.
Later.